The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, text number 26, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 3rd, 1975, in Bombay, India.
This false ego is characterized as the doer, as an instrument, and as an effect. It is further characterized as serene, active, or dull, according to how it is influenced by the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance.
Kottittam karananta, kottittam karanaktam cha, karjattam chitilakshanam, shanta guru vimura tam iti va syad ahankrite. So, last night we discussed Sankarsan. Sankarsan, Pradyumna Niruddha. Vasudev Sankarsan, Pradyumna Niruddha. Four expansions are there for taking charge of four kinds of different activities. So, this false ego and the material world and this body, they are also divided into three, Shanta, Ghora, and Murattam. According to the modes of material nature, Shanta means sober, serene, persons who are in the modes of goodness, for them this material world is manifest in the matter of its constituency. And those who are in modes of goodness, they can see things as they are. And the ghora, those who are in the modes of passion, they are unnecessarily going on making plans and full of activities without any aim of life. And Murattam, that is like animal, do not know what is the aim of life, what for he is working, what is the value of life, nothing of this sort. So this false ego and this material body, I belong to this material world, I belong to this community, sect, or nation, so many, they are all based on ahankar, ahankar vimuratma, kattaham iti manne. Actually, every one of us who are in this material world, we are all under the full control of this illusory energy, and working differently according to the influence of the different modes of material nature. I am not real kartha, pratite kriyamanani, gunai karmani, gunai karmani. I am the influence, under the influence of different gunas, and still falsely I am thinking that I am the doer, I have got the capacity of acting, and the effect, whatever I have produced, it is due to my labor. This is called illusion. Moha. Moha ayam. Aham mameti. This conception of life is moha. Moha. Delusion or illusion just like a person in feverish convulsion is lying unconscious, thinking something else. This is our position. Mohayam. So our real business is how to get out of this moha. So Vasudev Sankarsan, Pradyumna Niruddha, they are controlling by different senses and the sense controller, different demigods. It is a very complicated situation, but we can get out of it by controlling the senses. That is also very difficult at the present moment, especially in the Kali Yuga. That is also very difficult. The easiest way, as suggested by Shastras and great personality, is Bhajabhasudhi. Jatpada panka japalasa vilasa bhaktya karmasayam grathitam udgrathayanti santa. Jatpada panka japalasa vilasa bhaktya udgrathayanti santa. Tadvannan riktamatayo jatayun niruddhya suta ganastamaranam bhajavasudhi. Karmasayam, this false ego, we are creating different hopes of activity. I shall do this, I shall do that. Grathitam, they are very deep rooted. Grathitam. So we have to pluck out this karmasayam, the root of karma. Kutastha, then phalanmukha and phalaprap. There are three stages. Karmasaya. Putastha in the seed form, putastha. Then phalanmukham, sprouting. Then prapta, prarabdha. In the beginning of prarabdha, not yet manifest. And prarabdha means manifest. It is the same example as we have given several times. Infection. We have infected, suppose I have infected some chronic disease or infectious disease. It is not yet manifest, but it is putastha. It is in the seed form there is. Then, all of a sudden, we get some feverish condition, that is called phalanmukha. And when it is high fever and quite manifest, the delusion and so many other things, that is called prarabdha. So we are all undergoing prarabdha phalam, manifest phalam for our past deeds. So they are very deep-rooted. It is very difficult to uproot them. But there is one process that is recommended, Bhajavasudevam. The others, there are many yogis, jnanis, they are trying to get out of the situation, putastha, phalanmukha, prarabdha situation of our life. But Srimad Bhagavat said that the devotees, they can very easily uproot the causes of our material, miserable condition of life. Jatpada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya. Vilasa. Vilasa means enjoying. And bhakta means devotees. They are always attached to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Sabai manak Krishna padaravinda. The devotees are always engaged. They are always attached. Padarvinda, Aravinda, lotus flower, and lotus feet. So devotees, they are concerned, always seeing the lotus feet of the Lord. They do not try to see him in the face. Beginning with the lotus feet, the devotee begins offering tulsi leaves with sandalwood pulp and offering to the lotus feet of the Lord. That is their vilasa, enjoyment. That pada pankaja palasa vilasa. They enjoy. That is transcendental bliss. Offering a little sandalwood pulp and tulsi leaves on the lotus feet of the Lord. That pada palasa vilasa, pankaja palasa vilasa bhakti. Vilasa. That is their vilasa. Vilasa means enjoyment. Bhoga vilasa. Devotees, they have no bhoga. They have vilasa, enjoyment. And indirectly, this is also bhoga. Transcendental bliss, ecstasy. Sometimes they are crying. Sometimes they are shivering. Sometimes they are laughing. There are eight kinds of sattvic transformation. So when one is completely pure devotee, these symptoms are visible. That is called vilas, enjoyment. That pada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya karmasaya. When one is engaged in that vilasa, enjoyment, spiritual, blissful life, then the root cause of karma becomes banished. Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajan. In the Brahma Sangita it is said, they are no more interested with the attraction of fruitive activities. Karmasya grathitam, very deep rooted. Jatpada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya karmasyam grathitam udgrathayanti. Very easily they can uproot. Tadvanna riktamatayo. Riktamatayo, those who are attached to live in the forest, in the mountain, in the cave, alone in a secluded place, and with great endeavor trying to stop the agitation of the senses. Tadvanna riktamatayo jatayo niruddhya. Sutagana. Niruddha means control. The yogis especially, they do that. And jnanis also, they read philosophy, discuss philosophy. The yogis control the senses, yoga, indriya, samyama. In this way, they are trying to get out of this chain of fruitive activities. Karmasyam kati. But devotees, being attracted to the flavor of the lotus flower of Krishna's feet, lotus flower. Krishna, his face is called also lotus eye, his navel is called Padmanabha, his feet is called lotus feet, Padapadma. And his garland is also Padma. He is very much fond of Padma. So, when a devotee is attached to the lotus flower of Krishna's feet, automatically they forget the all such material activities. They haven't got to endeavor, separate the jnanis and the yogis. They are trying to, by their endeavor, by the different endeavor, they are trying to get out of this entanglement. But the devotees, simply by engaging himself, the Vasudeva Bhakti, Vasudeva Parayana, simply by bhakti, they come out of the entanglement without any difficulty. That is stated in this verse. Tadvanna rittamatayo jatayo nirudhya sutagana astamaranam. Sutagana astam. Stop functioning. They cannot do so nicely. Therefore, saranyam bhaja vasudeva. Vasudeva is the ultimate saranyam, ultimate shelter. Bhaja vasudeva. In another place also it is said, vasudevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayajita janayati asu jnanam vairagya. Jnanam cha tad ahitakam. Janayati asu vairagyam jnanam cha tad ahitakam. One cannot understand what is the cause of a Vasudeva bhakta to become so much renounced. Just like in India, this young man from America and Europe, they are surprised how they have become so much aloof from material activities. It is surprising. That is, it is not surprising because bhaja vasudevam, they have taken to the shelter of Vasudeva. If you do also, you shall become. But we are not inclined. In India, Vasudeva we know everything about it. Hare Krishna, this is what you can teach. We know everything. This is the Indian disease. Because familiarity breeds contempt. Because Indians are familiar with the name of Vasudeva, in the name of Hare Krishna, they think, just like in Europe and American city, the way these boys and girls they go for sankirtan, and the Indian people, they say, oh, we know everything. We have now come here to learn how to eat meat, how to drink wine. This is the condition. Vasudevam, this is not very much appealing, but this is the only way to become out of entanglement. Otherwise, this Shanta Puro Vimurattam Miti Vasad Ahankrite, we shall always remain in this false ego that I am this body, I am of this material world, no information of the spiritual world. Nati vidu sarthagatim in Vishnu. They have no information. They do not know the sarthagatim. Everyone is declaring, I am my self-interest. But they do not know what is self-interest. Nati vidu sarthagatim in Vishnu. Durashayadi vahirathamani. Durashaya. The hope which will never be fulfilled. What is that hope? They are trying to adjust this material world to become happy. This is durasa. Durasa yaji vahirathamani. And the leaders, they are also leading in that way. Give up this Vedic culture. Throw away. The leaders said openly, throw away your shastras in the water. No more shastras. Now, you take to industry, technology, if you want to become happy, just like the Americans, like the Europeans. So, the leaders, such leaders have been described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Andha. Andha means blind. They do not know how to lead people. What is the aim of life? The aim of life is not to understand or learn some technical knowledge by which we can make some bodily comforts. That is not aim of life. The aim of life is different. We are part and parcel of God. Mamaimamsa jivabhuta. Now we are separated. Not separated, just like a criminal is not separated from the state. He is in the state, but in a different condition. Similarly, we cannot be separated from God. That is not possible. We are part and parcel of God, but we can be separated by disease condition. Just like my finger cannot be separated, or can be separated, but in the diseased condition, it cannot work. It cannot work in its original constitutional position. Similarly, due to our this material disease, we cannot properly serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the whole. We are part and He is the whole, the complete. We are not some or other detached. So we cannot be separated, but under certain conditions it appears that we are separated. This is forgetfulness, more or less. So we have to revive this old condition. That is the whole subject matter of the Sankhya philosophy, Kapildev. How we are becoming degraded from the original state of Krishna consciousness. So our only business is how to revive again. That revival is possible only by this process. Bhaja Vasudevam. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullava. Sudullava mahatma. Not ordinary mahatma. Mahatma, mahanatma, jasya iti mahatma. Not crippled atma. This is my community, this is my nation, this is my family. I have to maintain it, I have to make them. This is not mahatma. Mahatma means one who is broader, Krishna consciousness, sarvajonishu. Krishna is the Supreme Father of all living entities, and they are suffering. Tato vimukha cetasa maya sukhaya bharamudvahato vimura. Prahlad Maharaj says, I am simply, anxious, perplexed, only for these persons who are bereft of Krishna consciousness. So I am thinking of them. This man is Mahatma. He is thinking of all living entities who are bereft of Krishna consciousness and making plan how to again take them to Krishna consciousness, because this is the cause of all unhappiness, their suffering, and they are making plan. Maya sukhaya. Maya sukhaya means the happiness which has no standing, false, illusory. For this purpose, bharamad bahato vimura, big adventure, big things they are contemplating, planning. That is called ghora, ghora rupa. Here it is called ghora, shanta ghora. If you go to some industrial place, in a factory, iron factory, like Tata's, you will see how they are engaged in ghora activities, horrible activities. After all, you have to eat something. But they have planned a ghora activity, very fearful, ugra karma. By nature's way, Krishna has given us everything. You can simply work little. You get food grains. Krishna says like that. Krishna never says that you open big, fearful, horrible industries. You'll never find in Bhagavad Gita. For your livelihood, Krishna says, very simple method, annad bhavanti bhutani. Anna, you produce anna. Why you are, planning big industries? The oil will come from America through the channel and the Arabia will refuse to supply oil. There will be power problem. So many things, one after another. But Krishna does not say that do all these things, ghora. No. He says, annan bhavanti bhutani. You just produce food grains and bhavanti bhutani. Bhutani means all living entities. They will be stout and strong by eating. What do you want more? Annan bhavanti bhutani. Parjanyat anna sambhava. And if there is sufficient rain, then automatically it will be very easy to grow food grains. Parjanyatanna. If there is no parjanna, rain, then your so-called tractor will not help you. Or knowledge, agricultural knowledge, will not help you. You will have to depend on Krishna for rains. Parjanyatanna sambhava. And jagyat bhavati parjanya. If you perform jagya, then there will be regular rainfall. In the Kali Yuga, there is no jagya. Therefore, there is anavrishti. Anavrishti. The Kali Yuga people will forget performing jagya. They will be busy in ghoro rupa activities, horrible and fearful activities, not jagya. We will neglect jagya. So, then how your these bolts and nuts and rubber tires will help you? Therefore, there is scarcity of anna. That will increase more and more. It will so increase that now you are getting anna by paying high price. But time will come when even if you prepare to pay price, there will be no more anna. That time is coming. Naturally, what people will eat, they will eat mansa and roots and seeds, no milk, no sugar, no wheat. These things will be stopped. As we are becoming entangled in ghoro rupa activities, or mudha activities, there more we shall be entangled with sufferings of material existence. They do not know what is the actually interest. Nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. So therefore, this planning, real planning is this varnasam dharma. Varnasam means regulative life. So we have come to this world, there will be no difficulty for our maintenance. Peacefully let us live and save time for spiritual consciousness, for advancement of tapo dibbam jena shuddhita sakta. We have to rectify, purify our existence. This present existence is not purified. Otherwise, why you are accepting death? Because the existence is not purified. But you don't care for it. We are so dull. It is a mura. Murattam. Murattam. There are so many big scholars of Bhagavad Gita, but they do not know the first lessons of Bhagavad Gita. first lessons of Bhagavad Gita. First lesson of Bhagavad Gita is there. Na hannate hannamane sarire na jayate vamriyate va kadachit nitta sasatayam na hannate hannamane sarire. Who is thinking of this? The na hannate hannamane sarire, if after the destruction of this body, I am not annihilated, that is a fact. But who is making research about it? And still, that big scholar of Bhagavad Gita. And they do not know even the ABCD of Bhagavad Gita. This is the first lesson of Bhagavad Gita. Dehinasmin yatha dehi kaumara yovanindira. Tatha dehantara prati dhirastatva namayate. Nagayate vamiyate vakadachi. Na hannate hanu. They do, these things do not strike even their dull brain. That if Atma, I am Atma, I am the soul, I do not die even after the annihilation of this body. But that means I will have to accept another body. But is this very good job? Why not seek after our original position when there is no more change of body? This question does not arise. But it is very easy. That is, for that reason Bhagavad Gita is there. Everyone can avoid this birth and death. That is the business of human life. How to stop jara marana moksha vitaraga bhayak prada. Everything is there. This is the aim of life. But not. We are under this false ego and this body, and some of us in the modes of goodness. That is also another kind of bondage. I am Brahmana. I am very learned scholar. But that's all right. But still you have to go further. Above the Brahminical stage, not simply become proud of having nice birth, full of knowledge and learning. That is not sufficient. The learning should be perfect. What is that perfect learning? The Vedaishta Sarvai Yahameva Veda. If you are actually learned, if you are proud of becoming Vedanti or knowledge in Vedanta, then you must be aware of Krishna. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva veda. Otherwise, samayeva hi kevala. Dharma sanasthita puncha visakshena kathasaja. Notpada edratin jadi. Samayeva hi kevala. Either you become shanta or ghoro or muro. Three kinds of position in this material world. Shanta. Shanta means in the Brahminical qualification. And ghoro means activities, material activities, fruitive activities. And muro, just like animal. Neither shanta nor ghoro, simply animal. Udharam bharita, sartham udharam bharita. Sartham, interest means if one somehow or other fulfills his belly, then he thinks, now all my mission is fulfilled. This is called murattam. Shantam udharam bharita. Dakham kutumbha varanam. Generally in this age, people will be interested to fulfill his own belly, because that is also a very difficult task nowadays. To get sufficient food daily, that is also a problem. And if one can maintain his family in these hard days, family means husband, wife and a few children, then dakham kutumbha bharana. Then he is just like Maharaj Dukkha. Dukkha means very expert. Those who are maintaining big family, working very nicely, money, business, they are called dukkha. So, in the Kali Yuga, if one can maintain a family, small family, then he will be considered dukkha, dakham kutumba bharana. Otherwise, if one can fulfill his belly only, his all interest is fulfilled. This will be the condition of this age. That means murhattam, mostly murhattam. They do not know, nati vidu sātta gati nivish. So this is the position, murhattam, at this, in this age. Rajastam, murhattam. Some of them are busy in ghoro activities, and some of them are murhas. Generally they are murhas. The so-called active person, they are also murhas. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Namana pradadante murha. Duskiti na narakama. So, unless you come to Krishna consciousness, unless you become a pure devotee of Krishna, then our life is unsuccessful. It has begun since we have come to this material world under different influence. We have come to this condition of shanta, ghora, murha. But we have to become above this condition, even above this shanta condition. This conception that I have become now brahminically qualified, I have got knowledge, I can see things, jnanam, vijnanam, asika, that is not sufficient. You have to stop your birth and death. This process you have to stop. Then your life is successful. And that can be easily done if you become Krishna conscious. Bhaja Vasudeva. You have to become devotee of Vasudeva. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Praj. You have to take the shelter of Bhakti Yoga, Vasudeva. Then your life will be successful. Samahatma Sudurlava. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma. You have to become Sudurlava Mahatma, not cheap Mahatma. Cheap Mahatma will not help you. You have to become real Mahatma. What is real Mahatma? Mahatma Anastaman Pratha Devi Prakriti Mahatma. Bhajanti Anandamani. That is Mahatma. Thank you very much.